Hey everyone, welcome to Kaisha Online Podcasts and another fantastic Be Inspired episode. I hope you enjoyed the second episode. I introduced a new segment, I gave you some more music to check out because I just love music, and I gave you some food to eat because I think by now you should know that I'm a health freak. I take my health very seriously and I want you to be healthy too. If this is your first time listening, you should most certainly catch up so you can follow the journey from the start. Let's take a second to celebrate the fact that it's April. It's spring. I don't know about you, but I am not a fan of winter. I normally flee to Florida in the USA to get away from the freezing cold temperatures, but I was there during summer of 2016, so now I am seriously looking forward to seeing some sun in the UK. Now who's with me on that one? If you suffer from hay fever, like me, that's the only part of spring and summer we're not looking forward to. All the sneezing and eyes running and itchy nose. Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. But anyway, just before the start of February, I got the urge to brand it Fantastic February. I use the hashtag on everything. Not only is it my birthday month, Pisces Nation, it was the month that I had planned for a lot of things to take place, and I wanted it all to be fantastic. Following that, I branded March Marvelous March. I used the hashtag for that too. And what do you know? I started this podcast in March, only a few weeks ago. Now it's April, and I'm calling it Awesome April. I'll be using the hashtag too. I don't normally call anything but God awesome, but by the grace of God, this month is going to be awesome. And I've got my first book reading event in London, Shepherd's Bush, at the ANC Wellbeing Centre. It will be on April 21st from 3 till 5 p.m. and you can't be late. Trust me when I say I cannot wait to read to you. To attend, all you have to do is search Meet Kaisha, that's Meet K-A-Y-I-S-H-A, on eventbrite.co.uk and register so I can prepare for your presence. No one leaves empty-handed. Now, why am I branding the month, you may be asking yourself? Well, I choose day after day to live with a positive mind. I only house, and when I say only, I mean it, I only house positive thoughts in my brain. And if a negative thought ever sneaks in, I change the thought immediately. I know that your thoughts and your words are extremely powerful, and I want you to live with a positive mind, with positive vibes, with success, with joy, health, and happiness. You can have the same results, so I hope April will be an awesome month for you too. Let me give a quick shout out to the Kaisha Online Instagram family for all of the love. You guys click links, you like my photos, you show support, and I really appreciate that. And then to everyone else, thank you so much. Make sure you email me and connect with me so I can get to know you too. I want you to participate in the Be Inspired episodes, so make sure you email me your suggestions of topics to kaisha.online@outlook.com. Now, let's lightly steam the trees. This segment is called Music Moments because I give a short review about a song that I am feeling right now. I go crazy over music when it speaks to my soul, pulls on my heartstrings, and tugs on the limbic system in my temporal lobe of my brain. Now, I think the song that I'm about to put a spotlight on does all of the above. When I was in year 7, one of my high school friends said that I reminded her of this singer because I let my music teacher play my cassette tape in class, and the first song on it was the 2001 debut single, Fallen. I don't know if that will help you guess today's artist, but if not, today's music moment is going out to my girl who is absolutely stunning without makeup, a true vocalist and a very talented artist, Alicia Keys. Love Is My Disease is featured on the Element of Freedom album, and trust me, I enjoy every track, but I love love, I love the metaphor behind the lyrics of the song, And the feeling that comes over me as I belt, when you're gone, it feels like my whole world's gone with you. I thought love would be my cure, but now it's my disease. I tried to act mature, but I'm a baby when you leave. How can I ever get used to being without you? Oh my goodness. You can't tell me those lyrics didn't speak to the limbic system in the temporal lobe of your brain too. Take a listen to the whole album for yourself. It is brilliant. And although it came out in 2009, it is still fresh. Now the next segment is Get Healthy With Me. I am always looking for new things to add to my diet and seeking to understand the benefits, because with my extensive allergies, I don't always have a lot to choose from. But one thing I'm definitely grateful for is that some of the things I loved when I was a child, I still love them now. That is why today's Get Healthy With Me item is broccoli. Oh my goodness, I used to look forward to my mum cooking broccoli because I called them trees. Cauliflower just wasn't good enough. I had to have broccoli. Now I'm older and I still love them trees. I slightly steam the trees so that the green is still bright and bold and they're still slightly crunchy and not soggy or mushy. Now, let me tell you something about broccoli. It's full of vitamin C, K, E, and vitamin A, carotenoids, folate, fiber, omega-3, antioxidants, potassium, and so much more. It reduces your risk of cancer and conditions relating to inflammation. It lessens the buildup of toxins inside of you. So in other words, broccoli assists you with the detoxification and the excretion of harmful toxins from your body. Now that's amazing. It promotes healthy eyes, helps you out if you have a vitamin D deficiency, and last but certainly not least, now I think I can attest to this as well, it helps your skin glow and keeps you looking youthful. Maybe that's why I love it so much, because people do say I look 16. Anyway, so why don't you get healthy with me? Buy yourself some broccoli florets and steam the trees, don't boil them. Now, next up is the Ounce of Faith and Inspiration Q&A segment. I actually like this part. I get to share my book with you in a bit more detail. I answered the first question last week and I read the blurb the week before. So here's another question. Did the writing process of Ounce of Faith and Inspiration energize or exhaust you? Now, I think the writing of Ounce of Faith and Inspiration was very energizing, actually. It was a really amazing experience each time I sat down to write or each time I was out and about and got another idea for a teaspoon. I felt like I had an anointing on me and writing it was actually a breeze. I used to write non-stop. As well as that, I was going deeper and deeper into the Word of God. I spent a lot of time with my Bible so I can get the most appropriate scripture to illustrate what I was saying. So I was being filled spiritually, which is just marvellous. I wouldn't say that I was exhausted, but my mind did get tired after long writing sessions sometimes. And so I really just wanted to lay down and sleep sometimes. But one thing I can say is that I did get shoulder and back aches because I sat up writing, which me and my mum jokingly laughed about it being book ache instead of backache. So that was funny. But overall, it was very liberating and I really enjoyed the whole experience. Now, last week, I introduced a new segment. It's the Sophisticated K Crew Initiation. And like I said before, it is most certainly not a fraternity. You're not going to get hazed or anything. You're just joining the Sophisticated K Crew. So today's video is the Bean Boozled Challenge. I published that on January 9th, 2016, and it was absolutely hilarious. My niece said to me, "Let's do the challenge." So she bought the pack of jelly beans and we had to eat stinky socks, rotten egg, dog food, boogers, vomit, and toothpaste. Now, if you haven't realized, toothpaste is the best item on the list. Everything else was just ugh in smell and taste. So check it out, and as you watch it, have some sympathy for us. All you have to do is search Bean Boozle Challenge SK on YouTube and you'll definitely find it. Now, you can discover more about me, Kaisha Thomas, on my website, which is www.kaishaonline.com, and it's the home of all things Kaisha because I put everything under one roof, literally. It's the home to my photography, PCB photography, my YouTube channel, Sophisticated K, my clothing line, Sophisticated K Clothing, and now my book. There's an interesting bio on there about me, and you can follow me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Snapchat, Tumblr. You can subscribe on YouTube to Sophisticated K and Kaisha Online, or the PCB Photography where I show you my photo shoots. And you can follow me on Periscope. Just search Kaisha Online, Sophisticated K, or PCB Photography, and you will most certainly stumble upon your girl. Now, as we approach the end of the Be Inspired episode, I'd like to say thank you for listening. I hope that blessed you and touched your heart. And make sure you subscribe so you get notified of new episodes. And don't forget to share it with someone, because I feel like everyone needs inspiration, everyone needs guidance and to be entertained and uplifted, so most certainly share. And last but not least, have a wonderful day wherever you are, and be inspired.